Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. Well, it's time to play Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It feels like a long time since we've played Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We may be a little bit rusty, but I know our listeners are ready to listen to these four soundbites. And then give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Send us an email right here in the studio in real time, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or simply go to our Facebook fan page and vote there in real time, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Your reasons for your vote are your own, but we want to hear which soundbite you're voting for and why you're voting for that soundbite. 1-877-623-MYIE, talkback@issuesetc.org, or facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite, oh, by the way, the best vote this Friday afternoon, April the 29th, will get the LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, a travel mug, a Issues Etc. pin, and bumper sticker, the LPR bundle package to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon. Soundbite number one this week comes from none other than President Barack Obama talking about Easter.
But then comes Holy Week, the triumph of Palm Sunday, the humility of Jesus washing the disciples' feet, his slow march up that hill, and the pain and the scorn and the shame of the cross. And we're reminded that in that moment he took on the sins of the world, past, present, and future, and he extended to us that unfathomable gift of grace and salvation through his death and resurrection. In the words of the book Isaiah, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed." This magnificent grace, this expansive grace, this amazing grace calls me to reflect, and it calls me to pray. It calls me to ask God for forgiveness for the times that I've not shown grace to others, those times that I've fallen short. It calls me to praise God for the gift of our Son, His Son, and our Savior.
All right, that's soundbite number one, President Barack Obama at a recent prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C., reflecting on Easter. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Alvin Schmidt. We were talking about facts, faith, and the resurrection. Here's what he had to say.
You also have, for example, often the word faith so misused in our day and age. For instance, when someone is to say, "I believe that Christ rose from the dead," probably the average pastor of our synod would see nothing amiss with that. I do. Who of us would say, "I believe George Washington was the first president of the United States"? The moment you said that, it would indicate, well, you're not really sure, it's just a matter of faith. Whether Christ's resurrection happened has nothing to do with faith. What it means, what its benefits are, that's a matter of faith. But whether it's happened or not, that's independent of faith. And that is where we are very often fuzzy in our thinking, and particularly among lay people. We have not made this very clear in our preaching and our teaching as Lutherans. And I don't want to be critical, but I've been around a long time. to say that this is not an exaggeration. And I think you alluded to it at the beginning, as some of our Lutheran brethren have trouble with apologetics.
That's soundbite number two. Should it be soundbite of the week? We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, April the 29th. You can vote for soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three on this Friday. Dr. Peter Scare, the Corinthian church had issues, he says.
Your show might actually be a good title for this letter. That's to say, you've been studying other letters. Like, for instance, you looked at Ephesians, and there it's kind of a perfect view of the church, where the church is the bride of Christ in all of its glory and loveliness, covered by Christ's blood, you know, whitewashed in his waters. But when you look at the church at Corinth, it really is issues, etc. It'd be great to go back in time, I think, go in a time machine and give every member of that congregation an I Have Issues t-shirt, because they've got all sorts of issues.
That's soundbite number three. Now, it's time to get ready to vote, and this break coming up here will be a great time for you to give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or send us that email, voting for soundbite of the week, talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number four this week comes from Pastor Heath Curtis, answering the question why the church needs, desperately needs, to observe the Easter season.
I waxed eloquent. I actually went on more of a rant on Easter Sunday morning during Bible class, because I got this mailing from an evangelical church, which shall remain nameless, inviting, you know, everybody in the neighborhood to their Easter celebration. Front and back of this big, full-color, fancy mailing, not once was the resurrection of Jesus mentioned. Instead, it was all about bouncing back into your life. Here are some practical tips for how to get back on your feet when the world is beating you down. Who cares? Who cares? My real problem is that I'm going to die, and the church should be proclaiming the solution to that problem, because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus did not come that you might be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He said, in fact, that you're going to have to bear a cross if you want to follow him. He said things are going to be hard for you, difficult. They won't be fun. But he who is faithful to the end will be raised from the dead and granted eternal life. That's why Jesus came. And if you don't get that, if you are going to church to learn practical tips for healthy living, I'll tell you what St. Paul said. If we are to hope for Christ only in this world, then we are to be the most pitied of all men, because what we're about is the resurrection, and we look forward to that, and that is certainly worthy taking about a tenth of the year and focusing in church on nothing else but that great hope we have in the resurrection from the dead.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis, why the church needs to observe the Easter season. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and I want your vote. Phone callers get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live. It's Friday afternoon, April the 29th, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. You've heard the four soundbites. Now we want to hear from you, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. Are you looking for a Christ-centered, cross-focused church? Check out the Find a Church page at our website, issuesetc.org. Are you tired of worship that's more about self-help than the Savior, the Christian rather than the Christ, and Christ in you instead of Christ for you? It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. Find a church near you, issuesetc.org, and click Find a Church.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and go to the Listen On Demand page. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. On Demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click Listen On Demand.
Independent and in the black for 2 years and running, you're listening to Issues Etc.
The beautiful shoreline, the calming sound of Lake Michigan, the glorious sunrise, the warm June afternoons. This is Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, June 11th through the 14th, 2011. The program? Dr. Paul L. Meyer, professor of history at Western Michigan University and frequent guest on Issues Etc. Hit the topic, the Crescent and the Cross, Islam and Christianity. Dr. Meyer will cover the historical background of Muhammad, the rise of Islam around the world, the beliefs and practices of this world religion, and what its future may hold. In addition, the four-day, three-night Luther Hostel includes interesting day trips to area attractions. For details how you can register for Wisconsin Lakeshore Luther Hostel, sponsored by the Concordia Bible Institute on the campus of Concordia University, Wisconsin, visit the Concordia Bible Institute website at www.concordiabible.org or phone 262-243-4343.
It's Friday afternoon, the 29th of April. Time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The listener with the best vote on this Friday gets the LPR bundle package. It's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. That goes to the best vote for Soundbite of the Week. Should it be Soundbite number one, President Barack Obama on Easter? Soundbite number two, Dr. Alvin Schmidt talking about the resurrection, fact and faith. Soundbite number three, Dr. Peter Scare, the Corinthian church, he says, had issues. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis, why the church needs to continue to observe the Easter season. Send us a vote via Twitter at IssuesETC, email talkback@issuesetc.org, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Phone call voters, get to vote first. True to our word, here's Jay in St. Louis. Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
It's good to talk to you, sir.
Which one are you? Oh, thanks.
It's good. I love your program. Well, I called before I heard the fourth soundbite, and I have to say I strongly agree with number four, but I'm still going to go with my original vote, number one, because the big deal to me was you had the President of the United States basically proclaiming the gospel message that Jesus Christ was the Son of God and he is the propitiation for our sins. And that's just, to me, that's a big deal, and I have to vote for number one.
All right, Jay, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. That's how you do it, folks. You vote, and then you tell us why, and you're playing Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. Next up, Bert in Hollywood, Florida. Hi, Bert.
Hi. I would like to vote for, even though with utmost respect for the President of the United States, and I was moved that he actually alluded to his Christian faith, I would vote for number four because that is the ultimate message of the whole Bible. And as a result, it is about the resurrection. It's about our salvation. And this is what we are celebrating. We are celebrating our salvation through Jesus' resurrection. So it's just something that I think is the utmost most important message for everybody to hear and learn about.
Bert, thank you very much, and thank you for listening in Florida. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc., Soundbite of the Week. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC, or send us an email right now, talkback@IssuesETC.org. Scott is up next. He's listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I don't think I could ever bring myself to vote for President Obama, but this would be one occasion where I would. But I'm not going to vote for him today. I'm voting for soundbite number two. Dr. Schmidt reminds us that postmodernism has really muddied the meaning of belief and faith and twisted it to imply that there is no historical basis for the way you choose to live your life. It leaves the quote-unquote spiritual but not religious demographic clinging only to the faith in their faith. Postmodernism has turned those two words, faith and belief, into dirty words. But we can counter that as Christians, borrowing a phrase from Pastor Craig D'Onofrio, don't tell me about your faith, tell me about your Jesus. Christianity needs to talk about the resurrection of Christ as if it happened, because it did.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. Sarah says she's voting for soundbite number three. She says, I think the Corinthians need not just T-shirts, but a whole bundle package. In fact, if you send them to me, Duluth, Minnesota, I'll stop by and drop the stuff off for you this summer. My dear physics professor said he would give me enough plutonium to run this beast if I ace the final. And it says, comment edited for coherency. Well, Sarah, thank you very much. And you're in the running for the LPR bundle package. Thanks for listening in Duluth, Minnesota. Burke in Phoenix says, number two, Dr. Schmidt, because we are in the season of Easter, and that is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. He is not here. He is alive, appearing to his disciples and many others who bore witness to the Son of God in the flesh, that he was alive, is alive, and victorious over sin, Satan, and death for all eternity for 40 days until Holy Trinity Sunday, Ascension, and then 10 more days until Pentecost. Burke, thanks for listening in Phoenix. Jody in Frederick, Wisconsin says, as much as I'd like to vote for Pete, that would be Dr. Peter Scare, my seminary classmate, I have to go with Pastor Curtis. Without the resurrection, we have nothing. Thanks for listening in Wisconsin. David says he's voting for number four. I can listen to Obama read from a teleprompter anytime. I need to hear more from pastors like Pastor Heath Curtis or my pastor, Scott Kuntz, who offer Christ crucified for my sins. David, thank you very much. Glad you have a faithful pastor. Dennis in Michigan says my vote is for soundbite with Dr. Peter Scare. While he is quite correct that we share a large quantity of issues, as did the church at Corinth, the difference is our issues are with our issues is they always come with the ETC, the et cetera, the gospel, God, Christ, he is risen. Dennis, thanks for listening in Michigan. Alicia in Fort Wayne, Indiana has this to say. She's voting for number four, though she says number two is an incredibly close second. Both of these are common traps we fall into. Number four, however, cuts to the very heart of what we need and what we don't need. That's another vote for Pastor Heath Curtis, why the church need to observe the Easter season. Roxanne votes for number four, also Pastor Heath Curtis. I was really hoping that our president would get to Jesus' resurrection, but his speechwriter must have considered that assertion too controversial. We would have been tempted to vote for the president if he had spoken of the resurrection. Number four reminds me of why I need Easter in my life more every day and how without Christ's resurrection, our faith would be meaningless. Be that as it may, my vote was for Pastor Curtis. The moment he said waxed eloquent, because I just like the phrase. Well, Roxanne, that's a good enough reason to vote for your pick for soundbite of the week. Our issues, etc., book of the month for April, even as long as April lasts in the waning days, is called The Lutheran Difference, an explanation and comparison of Christian beliefs. If you've ever wondered what, as a Lutheran, you believe, many do, what you ought to believe, according to Scripture and the Confessions, or if you're outside the pale of the Lutheran faith and you wonder what we Lutherans do believe, a great beginning place, The Lutheran Difference, an explanation and comparison of Christian beliefs. Find out more about it at our website, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House and order The Lutheran Difference, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, The Lutheran Difference, The Issues, Etc., Book of the Month for April. Michael in Lamar, Missouri, voting for number two, Dr. Schmidt. He clarified that fuzzy thinking better than anyone I can remember. That means soundbite of the week this week, chosen by our listeners on this Friday afternoon, is soundbite number four, Pastor Heath Curtis, on why the church needs to observe the Easter season.
I got, and I waxed eloquent. I actually went on more of a rant on Easter Sunday morning during Bible class, because I got this mailing from an evangelical church, which shall remain nameless, inviting, you know, everybody in the neighborhood to their Easter celebration. Front and back of this big, full-color, fancy mailing, not once was the resurrection of Jesus mentioned. Instead, it was all about bouncing back into your life. Here are some practical tips for how to get back on your feet when the world is beating you down. Who cares? Who cares? My real problem is that I'm going to die, and the church should be proclaiming the solution to that problem, because that's what Jesus came to do. Jesus did not come that you might be healthy, wealthy, and wise. He said, in fact, that you're going to have to bear a cross if you want to follow him. He said things are going to be hard for you, difficult. They won't be fun, but he who is faithful to the end will be raised from the dead and granted eternal life. That's why Jesus came. And if you don't get that, if you are going to church to learn practical tips for healthy living, I'll tell you what St. Paul said. If we are to hope for Christ only in this world, then we are to be the most pitied of all men, because what we're about is the resurrection, and we look forward to that. And that is certainly worthy taking about a tenth of the year and focusing in church on nothing else but that great hope we have in the resurrection from the dead.
All right, that's your pick for Soundbite of the Week this Friday afternoon, April the 29th. Soundbite number 4, Pastor Heath Curtis on why the church needs to observe the Easter season. The LPR bundle package, I'll say packages, I'm going to give away 2 today. 1 to Jay in St. Louis. It's always nice to hear from local listeners. And also Sarah in Duluth, who asked so kindly for the bundle package. Both of you, if you would send us your mailing address along with your shirt size, talkback@issuesetc.org, then we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Thanks to everybody who voted and played Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation to Issues Etc. this weekend. Make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org. You can also donate by check. Make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio. Send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Thanks for listening. Thanks for thinking of us during the Easter season. When you go to church this weekend, invite your fellow parishioners to listen to Issues Etc. next week. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.